Hello, this is the Coffee for Wednesday with Vitor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Novartis and Microsoft have formed a 5-year partnership in which they will use AI to further the development of CRT cancer therapy. The treatment, which is being studied to combat various cancers, changes a patient's T-cells in a lab so that they will attack cancer cells. Novartis is planning an innovation lab with Microsoft that will utilize Novartis' datasets along with Microsoft's AI solutions. Part of the effort will utilize deep learning techniques to potentially develop new medicines faster and with more precision. The financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Brexit Britain will stay in the EU space race. The head of the Europe's Space Agency will refuse to allow Brexit to sideline British companies in a 1 billion euro tender for Copernicus, the world's most ambitious Earth observation program. There will be some fights, said the Director General of the European Space Agency, but it will do its utmost to make this an open program. Amazon is working on bringing its cashierless Go technology to both airports and movie theaters. Claiming territory in these types of locations would ultimately help Amazon expand its retail presence without investing significantly in the brand new brick-and-mortar storefronts. It will also allow the e-commerce company to diversify its sales by relying less on online shopping. Sony files a patent for a PlayStation-centric voice assistant. Labeled PlayStation Assist, the tool is described as being able to help players when they are stuck in a game, responding via audio, text, or video. The filing also references a mobile element for tracking in-game rewards. It is unknown if or when Sony will release such PlayStation Assist. Google is testing its Duplex booking tool for Chrome. Announced earlier this year, the Google Assistant-based feature promises to let users automatically book movie tickets and more after responding to a few prompts. Duplex is already available via Assistant on smartphones. It is unknown when the feature will roll out fully. This was your shot of tech coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.